Hello everyone, good day. I hope you're all good. It's been a very long time, and to be honest, I miss you all. Like, the last time I was on here was in June to read out my birthday messages, and I'm very excited to kickstart this new month with you. Anyways, welcome to September. We believe that September is going to be a very good month, and we can't wait to have you on board on this and that. So I'm starting a new series today, and it spans in the next 5 days, and I'm going to talk about my 5 takeaways from Jedidiah Youth Conference or Youth Week 2022, so which happened last month actually. So I've been busy around the clock with my team at church to plan this program. It's a yearly program that we have in my church, my home church here in Ghana, Tema, and I learned 5 great lessons from it that I want to share with you. And these lessons are not relegated to just church stuff, but like genuinely we can apply them to our everyday life. So yeah, that is what this series is about. So from today through to the 5th of September, I'm going to release an episode on a daily basis to just break down. There are 5, so each and every day we're going to take 1 point as well. So yes, that is it. So my first takeaway from Jedidiah Youth Conference, the planning and the prep stuff, the first point I noted was that God is king. God is king. And I say this not as a religious observation or anything, but trust me, God is king. Okay, so you can plan, you can do whatever you want, but it's like God is king. God is king, Charlie. Like, I thought about all the things that could have gone wrong, even like after planning. It's like I'm someone that I'm very detailed to plan, and it's like when it comes to like let's plan something, I plan and make sure there is nothing left out. Like, but on the very first day of the program, something happened. It rained. Okay, so if you've planned very beautiful activity and it rains and there is light out, and like there is, you know, when there is all these things happening, you can't do anything about it. It's like it's not in your power now. Like, you've now done your part, you've now done whatever is on you to do. It's like you've just planned, you've just purported, you just, you know, people say that man proposes, God disposes. It's like you've done whatever you want to do, but the rest is not just your job. You can't do anything about it. It's not your responsibility anymore. So it is at that point I recognize that, yeah, Charlie, God is king. It's like, regardless of whatever, planning is important, yeah, but God has the final say. Trust me, God has the final say in everything. And I say this because I am a living proof. The program that just happened is a living proof that God really does have the final say. Like, a lot could have gone wrong. It's like there were times that you pick up your phone to call people to just check up on them and invite them, and they give you excuses and you can't do anything about it. It's like, yeah, like, God, this is just on you. But my first takeaway was that God is king. What, regardless whether you do it, you can't do everything with your strength. Okay, so God is king. Just submit your ways to him and he will surely direct your path. It's like his will is gross. It's like it's the big stuff that we are all working towards. So I've learned that my plan is always plan B. God's plan is plan A. Like, I can't go without planning, but whatever plan I come up with is certainly plan B. Yes, I don't have plan A and God's plan is plan B. No. I think this program really taught me that it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way at all, because you may have like how a program lineup, a schedule, okay, it's going to go this way and this time, but well, God just comes in and is like, voila, I am God. What were you saying? Like, so I've just learned it. And God being so good, I didn't learn it the hard way. I didn't have to mess up a few things before I know that God is king. It's like, he's Lord. Okay, he's Lord. So don't ever doubt the existence of God, regardless of who or what you believe in, just know that there is God. And the God I'm talking about is God. It's like, he is king, he has the final say, and you can't do anything about it because he has the final say over each and everything. It's like, you can just draw your plan. I know people that drew plans for their life. It's like, okay, by this age I'm going to be here and stuff, and life just happened. It's like a whole lot of stuff happened and it just messed up in that order, and you're like, God, you are my last hope. I don't want you to be that kind of person that you would ever say that God is your last hope. At least he should be your first resort. It's like, God, I am starting with you. It is with you that I start. You get it? So we planned a lot for this program, but we didn't, you know, ignore the God factor out of it. We were really dedicated in prayers prior to that. I think we met as a team a number of times to pray because we believe that God is king, and regardless of our plans, regardless of our schemes and our creativity and stuff, because my team is super creative, but we recognize that God is king. So yes, that is the first takeaway I want you to note today, that God is king. And as you step out today to have your regular day, don't forget that God is king. Okay, do have a great day, everyone. My name is Samuel Ntiri, and we're going to continue tomorrow with my second takeaway from Youth Week 2022. Thank you very much for listening. I sign out.